let me talk to you about this issue. Now, you mentioned your own district. You represent, or your store is in one congressional district, your house is in another. Is that the way this works?
Actually, yes, that's true. I have a store in District 3. I have my house is in District 4, congressional districts.
Right.
But when I said my own, I was talking about District 30 that I represent, has three different representatives. District 31 actually has four parts of District 31. So people don't know who their representative is or who they're voting for. People went to the voting booth, even in the primary, and said the person they wanted to vote for wasn't on the list. How come? And they didn't understand that even though there are a lot of signs around where they lived, their home was in a different district. It's just poorly done.
So what's wrong with it?
With the redistricting maps?
Yeah, with the redistricting maps.
You know, the spirit of the whole law is that you should stay within regions and common communities, keep things together. We have, the state's just too split up.
What incentive does the General Assembly have to act on this issue?
What incentive does,
yeah,
do
I
they?
Yeah, this is designed to protect incumbents redistricting at the congressional level and certainly at the legislative level.
You're absolutely right, but that's one reason I think that this would be a good year to try to do this instead of waiting till we get close to census and redistricting next time. To do it now when they feel, okay, I'm voting for something that might not, I might not be around or might not affect. It's easy to have people look at the issue the way it is. I think we need to take care of it now.
And just for the record, your own district in the House, which I would think 3 and 4 are part of it, but what are the three congressional districts that are included there?
2, 3, and 4.
2, 3, and 4. So the Ruppersberger, Donna.